and welcome. It's hour number one of our radio program, and this hour dedicated to pro football, Monday Night Football to be exact, a key matchup in the AFC, the Buffalo Bills taking on the Tennessee Titans, a game that came down to the bitter end, the final seconds, and Josh Allen couldn't get it done at the end. Was that Buffalo loss on Sean McDermott, the coach, or was it more on Josh Allen, the quarterback? A thorough analysis right now in hour number one. Remember the Titans. They were off the radar, but they're back on now. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are together in the air everywhere as we play musical chairs coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and mighty powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from inside your eardrums, providing marginal sports talk radio all night long, the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location in the North Woods. So we begin with football. It was a game time decision. We could have gone with baseball, but we decided to start with football because I got killed for starting with baseball in a previous episode of the show. But our lead this hour does come from the Music City. They tried to recreate, they being the Titans, the Music City Miracle. Except this time, they called it a forward lateral. As for the actual game itself, Josh Allen and the Bills, the top of the marquee versus Derrick Henry. He's a running back. And the Tennessee Titans in an AFC Donnybrook. Feels like these teams have played a lot in recent years. A lot of big games, a lot of important games. And this was, as far as week six is concerned, a big game. Going into it, the final matchup on the week six card. As they close it out in Buffalo, the darlings of the talking heads, the TV people who are better people, they get paid more money than us on radio, and they were waxing poetic about Buffalo, this, that, and the other thing, Bills Mafia, the only mafia you need. And so Buffalo was as much as a 5.5-point road favorite in this game at the beginning and the middle part of last week. So if you didn't watch, and maybe you didn't, maybe you're watching the baseball game, and you had other stuff going on. So we watched for you. It came down to the bitter end. And as an act of kindness, we'll tell you what happened. So Derrick Henry scampered for his third touchdown with a little over 3 minutes to go in the game. So Tennessee was nursing the lead. At that point, they had a three-point lead. The Titans then got defensive and were able to stop Josh Allen on a controversial fourth down call by the Bills on a QB sneak, final seconds, and that's it. Tennessee with the win, 34-31 in the Monday night thriller in Nashville, snapping the Bills' four-game winning streak. The better story, though, is on the Buffalo side. The Bills Mafia Blues, the losing locker room, the side here, and the question, and really it's the only question that must be asked here, who do you pin this loss on for Buffalo? Do you pin it on Sean McDermott, the coach, going forward on fourth down when they had a chip shot field goal to tie the game and likely send it into overtime, or do you blame Josh Allen, the quarterback? So, toss-up question, and I am pointing the finger at Josh Allen. Boom! Josh Allen. So my thoughts, you've got thoroughbred, perp walk, and baby steps. And we will tie all of these things together into a nice, neat little package forming the foundation of this Maller monologue. Now, A, Sean McDermott, who is being roasted by many for this decision to go for it on fourth and one with 22 seconds left. Now, I disagree with the masses. I'm going to be the contrarian here. I like the call. He was at a fork in the road, right? You kick a chip shot field goal, and you're then dependent on a coin toss. And if you don't win the coin toss, the way your defense is playing, you're going to lose the game anyway, right? So play it out in overtime, and then your defense that couldn't stop anybody, the second part of that game, you're going to then depend on them to make a play if you lose the coin toss. And if Tennessee goes down and scores a touchdown, you lose the game anyway. Or go for it with your MVP, supposed MVP candidate, Josh Allen. And forget the analytics. We'll get into that later. I don't really care about that. I just watching the way the game was playing out, I agreed with the call. It took some gumption, a little moxie, to go and make that particular call. The guy that screwed it up is Josh Allen. Again, he's your alleged MVP candidate. He's your thoroughbred. He's built like a brick house, 6'5", 237, and he can't get a first down of 1 yard. And the Tennessee defense, now they did do a good job. They bum-rushed Buffalo, and Josh Allen, you'd think he would have been able to just fall forward and get a yard, but instead he was stonewalled by the Titans. But if you go back a little further, this is the thing that a lot of people don't get, and so I was taking dubious notes because I'm a loser. And if you go back the final three plays, it wasn't just the final play, but Josh Allen actually effed up the final three plays. Buffalo had the ball second down and six from the Titans' 8-yard line with 44 seconds to go in the game. And Josh Allen threw an incomplete pass. So now it's third down and six. You're at the 8-yard line. Well, on this particular play, Allen ran a quarterback keeper. He scrambles to the left and was pushed out of bounds. He came up a yard short of the first down marker at the 3-yard line. So he needed to get that one extra yard, and so he blew it on that, and that led to Sean McDermott saying, you know what, I'm going to trust this guy. One more time. The coach having faith in his star player, the guy that got the forever contract from Buffalo, and Josh Allen sucked at a time you cannot suck. He failed to execute, and that cost the Bills the game. Buffalo also had problems in the red zone. They were in there a bunch. They had 5 red zone opportunities. They only scored twice in the red zone. Bunch of penalties. That was a key part of this as well. Now, part B here. When you analyze the random Monday night game, Bills-Titans, Buffalo's locker room has plenty of other guys on the post-game spread that can enjoy a nice big slice of the blame pie. In fact, the Buffalo defense got circled in red ink. They can collectively do a perp walk. The Bills defense, the NFL's number one defense coming into this game, dominating all of the measurables, right? All the statistics. Bills had the number one total defense in the NFL yards allowed. They had the number one scoring defense. They had a couple of shutouts on their resume. Number two rush defense. Number one pass defense. And watching how this played out and how Tennessee just continued to matriculate the ball down the field and get points on drives in the second half, it was a reminder of what the Dickster said to me years ago, and that's the great Dick Stockton, not Dick and Dayton, one of our callers, but Dick Stockton, retired broadcaster, who said, Ben, stats tell you what has happened. They don't tell you what's going to happen, and this is a prime example of that. The Titans' first three possessions, this looked like it was going to be a rout. The Titans came out, punt, punt, interception. Right, that's how you start the game. Punt, punt, interception. And then they would score on 6 of the next 7 possessions. And really, it was 6 for 6 because the one time they didn't score was because they just ran out the clock. They had like 20 seconds or 30 seconds, something like that. They ran out the clock before halftime. But Tennessee in the fourth quarter, games are won and lost in the fourth quarter. Tennessee outscored the Bills 10-0 in the fourth quarter, put up 120 yards of offense, and that number one Buffalo Bills defense, the number one pass defense in the NFL, clearly a byproduct of playing the Miami Dolphins and the, you go down the list, the Houston Texans, the Washington, whatever they're called, whatever wokesters call them now. But Ryan Tannehill, 9 of 9 for 103 yards in the final stanza. 9 out of 9 against the number one defense in the NFL. You can never call yourself the number one defense in the NFL when you allow Ryan Tannehill to go 9 out of 9 and shove it down your throats in the fourth quarter. Incompetence, malfeasance by the Bills defense with a wink and a nod to the one that gets the biggest piece of the blame pie outside of the Bills quarterback, Mr. Allen. That would be a linebacker named Andre Smith. You probably don't know who that is. I didn't know who that was until Monday night. But Isaiah McKenzie had a 101-yard kickoff return for the touchdown, nullified that would have conceivably won the game right there for the Buffalo Bills. It was taken off the board. This is after the Henry touchdown. And it was taken off the board, nullified, because Andre Smith, who was going to get kicked out of the Mafia, he's called for offensive holding. It was enforced at the 28-yard line of Buffalo. So the Bills then started that drive, that fateful drive, at their own 18-yard line instead of a 100-plus-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. All right, last word here. So for Tennessee, this is needed, clearly needed. I mean, this is a feather in the cap for Mike Vrabel, and it's a work in progress. You file this in the category for the Titans of baby steps. The Titans have a lot of ground to make up. They have a couple of unexcused absences on their resume. Baffling start to the season. They weren't ready to answer the bell against the pipsqueak quarterback there for the Cardinals in week one, Alligator Arms Murray. They were guilty of truancy in that game. We all know Tennessee's a better team than the Cardinals. They just weren't ready to play. And then in week four, ravaged by injuries, they somehow lost to the Jets. That should be worth two or three losses. When you lose to the Jets, that should be a two or three loss addition to your record. And so now this win erases one of those losses for Tennessee. Beating Buffalo helps rewrite the screenplay on the 2021 Tennessee Titans season. And Derrick Henry getting a lot of hype for the MVP award and all that. He's not going to win the MVP award, but he did rumble and stumble for 143 yards and three touchdowns, an average 7 yards a carry thanks to a 76-yard run. That skews the stats when you're the old running back, and you saw a glimpse of how dynamic the Tennessee Titans offense can be with Julio Jones and A.J. Brown and those guys getting her done in the passing game. And the defense making the goal line stand to shut down Buffalo at the very end there. And they will find out whether the Titans are legit and they're back, and this is going to be more like the real Titans, because they run the gauntlet in the coming weeks. Week seven, it is Tennessee versus Kansas City, and Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, that's in Nashville. The traveling circus of the Chiefs takes the trip to Tennessee, and then back-to-back road games. You got a divisional game with the Colts on Halloween before a Sunday night showdown against the leading candidate for the MVP award in the NFL, Matthew Stafford, top quarterback in football this year, and the Rams, who are off to the great 5-1 start. So that is what's ahead in the near future for the Tennessee Titans at this particular fork in the road, if you will. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. Hopefully later we'll hear from some of the key participants here, the post-game flavor. We'll get to that down the line. We'll take your calls, though, and until then, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Also available on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller. You can be part of it. We have a barf update. You'll only get this kind of content on the Overnight Show, a barf update, and hush, hush, baby. We'll get to that as well. Is it hush money? We'll go there, and we will do it next.
Well, I'll say one thing. Hold on a minute. It okay. takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now, and I won't be worried long. How's that?
Oh, great.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We believe in the power of the people in the Maller Militia. Get the most out of the Ben Maller Show listening experience by adding your touch. Take a few seconds to follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox. A Hall of Fame second baseman, Blue Jays, Orioles. He was best known for spitting in the face of an umpire.
Craig Biggio.
More great answers just like that coming up in Hour 3 on Maller's Mountain of Money. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Biggio, one of the great Orioles and Blue Jays of my life.
Unless remember that time he spit that loogie in the umpire's face? Who could
big,
forget
fat,
that?
Fat, juicy loogie. Man. David Lee writes in. He says, as a proud Titans apologist, I am glad when sports media narratives are disrupted. Well, you definitely did that. This is the year of the Buffalo, where the Buffalo roam. And unstoppable. Number one defense in the NFL, Josh Allen. Defense malfunctioned. Fourth quarter, Josh Allen malfunctioned at the end of the game. Malfeasance by Josh Allen there. Last three plays, incomplete pass, comes up short of the down to gain marker twice. Bad job by him. Antonio is checking in. He's announcing that he's arrived. He's in San Antonio. So if you're worried that Antonio was a little late, he has arrived. So stand down. Rusev is the GOAT, writes in, says, your unbiased analysis of the cheating Astros is always 100% accurate. Dusty Baker is already thinking of ways to sell DuckTales on why Houston lost the series. Is it too early to label them washed up and irrelevant? F. Altuve. We will have full in-depth team coverage of a monster mash by the Green Monster Warriors from Boston, the Red Sox, with a can of whoop-ass on the cheating Astros. You hate to see it unless you don't. JD in KC says, A++ on the monologue, Big Ben. Josh Allen is who we thought he was. Second fiddle to the real MVP, the Super Bowl MVP, Mr. Patty Cake, Patty Mahomes. So he says, of course, slightly biased there in KC. Vols fan Jimmy says, good thing the refs got the spot right because Tennessee fans don't mind acting up. Yeah, I saw that. Outstanding. Just Josh writes in from Cincinnati, says, I am going to go out on a limb here and say somebody is in a good mood tonight. We go live to Robbie's reaction to the opening monologue. Yeah, Robbie, the Mariner fan, who's a big Josh Allen apologist. Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan from the Bay Area, says 8 out of 10 on the Mallon monologue. I completely disagree with your take that it was guaranteed the Bills would lose if that game went to overtime, but I'll pass you on the basis of your constructing an entire monologue that you knew would trigger that guy, Robbie. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. If you watched the game, I mean, you were probably distracted there, Matt. You were watching the baseball game. But if you watched the football game and you saw how the Tennessee Titans, after those first three possessions, every time they touched the ball, except when they got possession of the ball with 40 seconds left before halftime, and they just ran the ball out. They ran one play, let the clock run out. Every other time, here's what happened. Touchdown, field goal, touchdown, touchdown, field goal, touchdown. Okay. The last three drives the Titans had in that game, they went 12 plays, 67 yards, 9 plays, 55 yards, 8 plays, 70 yards. Touchdown, field goal, touchdown. Touchdown, field goal, touchdown. Yeah. So you go for it in this. It's incompetence by Josh Allen. You've got to get that first down. You got to do it. I don't want to hear Tennessee's defense pushed. They pushed. No, you're bigger, stronger, faster. Allegedly, you've got to make that play. Didn't make the play. It's a bad job by him. Screwed it up. Let's see. The burner account says, I definitely don't have a horse in the race, Benjamin. This game definitely lacked the big name stars. I wasn't watching the TV, Ben. The TV was watching me snore. B+ on the monologue, Benjamin. I probably would have stayed awoke if Jim Kelly or Thurman Thomas was playing. Well, no, see, that's a bad job by you, burner account. You're sounding like a fossil. The burner account sounds like a fossil. In the modern NFL, the marketing arm of the National Football League has decided to hype up Josh Allen, getting a lot of love. Not Jim Kelly, hasn't gotten to a Super Bowl, hasn't played all that well in the postseason, but Josh Allen getting a lot of love. And there's no running back that is thought of more highly than Mr. Henry there in Nashville. James the Machinist says, I respectfully disagree, Ben. The Bills should have run another play before the two-minute warning. Shortly after that, while driving down the field, they took a timeout. When the Titans' defense was on its heels and out of breath, the coach blew it. So says our friend there. Robin Vegas writes in, says, Ben, I agree with you and McDermott going for it on fourth. If it wasn't for the black ice there, you hate to see it. If Robbie, again, P1 there in the Northwest, Robbie the Mariner fan, Robbie really loves Josh Allen. He would abandon his fanhood and take down his fat head on his ceiling because the curse of the Robino is very real. Very, very real. All right, we'll take your calls. It is plausibly a call-in radio show. And actually, before we take your calls, we have some sound we can play. Let's go to, why don't we play Josh Allen here? And here's Josh Allen making excuses as to what happened there. We're not getting the yard, and I think he's blaming the conditions.
Didn't work out in our favor, obviously. Didn't have the greatest footing. It happens, game of inches. You know, the play before was pretty close, too. Didn't turn out in our favor today. We were 2-5 in the red zone. We can't do that against a team like this. You know, a lot shoulda, coulda, wouldas, but at the end of the day, 4-2 into the bye week, you know, going back to last year, taking a loss the way we did against Arizona, Hail Mary bye week. This is a resilient team. I got no doubt that, you know, we're going to use this to fuel us and be ready to go in 2 weeks.
See, it was a good loss for the Buffalo Bills. They're going to be energized because they lost the game. Sounds like he was blaming the equipment guy. Got to have a fall guy. It's the Buffalo equipment staff. He had the wrong cleats on. Or he's blaming the keeper of the grass, the keeper of the turf in Nashville. Here's one more from Josh Allen, who is not a supporter, even though he is one of the generation of running quarterbacks, right? This guy's known for the quarterback keeper, but he does not like those dive plays. Not a fan. Does not give a thumbs up to the quarterback sneak.
Just trying to find a window to get in there, and quarterback sneaks aren't the funnest play by any means. I got to find a way to get a first down there, you know, so it happens.
Why not? Serious question. If I was a quarterback, wouldn't you want to be the guy with the ball and just leap over the line and get the touchdown? You don't want to get hit? Is that Josh Allen doesn't want to get drilled by an opposing defensive player? Anyway, let's go to the phones. And the only regular Titans fan that calls the show, although he doesn't even call the show regularly anymore, is this guy named Blind Seabass, who's outside Nashville. And Blind Seabass is batting leadoff here. Hello, Blind Seabass.
Benny, my man. First off, Eddie, happy belated birthday. But, dude, I mean, that was a great win. You know, like you said, you know, the first three were duds. They got those, you know, the first three drives, you know, were duds. I was kind of a little, you know, nervous right there at the beginning of the game, but, you know, once Henry, you know, busted that 76er, man, it just opened them wide up, dude. And like you said, they couldn't stop AJ in that second half. They couldn't even stop a backup in Nick Westbrook-Akina. I mean, you know, he had right there, he had three catches for 30 yards. They didn't know what to do with him. Henry's just a beast, man, and not a lot of people can stop him. And he you're right, they wasn't ready for that Ayers game again. The Jets. You know, if that was a garbage game, but dude, there's no excuse for that one. But you know, it was just a great win, and you know, mad love to the Titans for pulling this one out.
I can feel you, the genuine excitement in your voice here. You are on cloud nine. You are very excited. You're an excited man.
Oh yeah, you play them 4 times in 4 years, and can't remember it. You know, we're 2-2 or 3-1 against them, but the last two at home on big stages, man. Buffalo ain't ready.
All right, you're calling your shot. Buffalo not ready. They're not prepared, according. Well, that's the analysis right there from Blind Seabass. That's how you see it, Blind Seabass?
That's how I hear it.
No, that's how you hear it. That's right. All right, I'm sorry. See it, hear it, whatever. All right, thank you. All right, I got to go. I'm told we have now met our quota for Titan propaganda. So we're good on that. I think we're okay. For the rest of the week, for the rest of the year, possibly, yeah. So, hush, hush, baby. We have a follow-up to the John Gruden story. Hush, hush, baby. Is it hush money? Report now indicating, from what we're hearing, that John Gruden is going to get a big fat check from Mark Davis and the Raiders in the neighborhood of $40 million. Now, the Raiders are said to be working out a settlement here, but it's going to be close to $40 million. And from what I've been able to decipher here, the reason that's going to go high. John Gruden knows he'll never work in the NFL again as a head coach. It would appear that he's Dunskies at this time. And so when you have nothing to lose, and John Gruden would appear to have nothing to lose, and you know where a lot of the bodies are buried, you become an interesting person for the NFL. So there will be some kind of confidentiality agreement that John Gruden will be asked to sign. And for that confidentiality agreement, he will get a massive check in the neighborhood of $40 million to not have to coach the Raiders and to not work in the NFL, seemingly in any capacity, at least for a while, as he goes to reputation rehab. Will he go to the Nick Saban rehab facility in Tuscaloosa? And is that only where alcoholics go? And who else? I mean, it seems like every coaching retread's gone down to Nick Saban, and then they end up getting back in the good graces of the coaching fraternity. But has John Gruden gone a little bit too far? Inquiring minds would like to know. But the good news is it appears he will be able to pay off his boat, his car, his mansions. He'll be good to go on that, and the NFL and the Raiders will be taking care of him as long as he doesn't spill the beans. Hush, hush, baby.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mentioned on yesterday's show, for those that listened, that Cam Newton put out a YouTube video over the weekend and talked about how he is ready to get back to playing football, and he is now vaccinated for COVID-19. I assume he thought that that would be something that he would need to do to try and get back in the NFL. And he claimed that he's had some offers. Did you see on Monday, Seattle Seahawks coach Pete Carroll said to a local station, radio station, that he has touched base with Cam Newton. He said the team was doing its due diligence and obviously looking for other options because Geno Smith didn't get it done against Pittsburgh. And so, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know if Cam Newton's headed to Seattle, but apparently they've contacted him. Touched base is what Pete Carroll
said. Well, it is possible that Pete called him up and said, hey, do you have a good hat?
Yeah.
I'd like a nice hat.
Pete doesn't really wear hats, though.
No?
But yeah, if he was to wear a hat, I think he'd be the guy to talk to.
He does when the weather gets nasty. And he looks weird in a hat. He's not a good hat guy. He's not a good hat guy, Pete Carroll. I also saw that many people upset because Pete Carroll and the Seahawks have not contacted Colin Kaepernick. So I know Mike Florio over there and all the his crew that want to see Kaepernick back in the NFL after all these years. Devastated. No contact made. So we have a vomit update. We take a ride on the vomit comet. We told you about a Cincinnati Bengals offensive lineman, Jackson Carmen, I believe is the gentleman's name, if you check your depth chart there for the Cincinnati Bengals. So Jackson Carmen, a lineman for Cincinnati, they had a road trip, a business trip to Detroit, and so Jackson, being an offensive lineman, likes to eat. Most people like to eat. He was looking for a nice restaurant where the locals in the Motor City eat, so he got a lot of suggestions, and this was on, it was on Saturday. Game was on Sunday, so he went out, had a nice meal on Saturday night there in Detroit, and then proceeded to vomit during the game. He was seen throwing up on the field at Ford Field there. We call that the reversal of fortune. And so he did announce on social media here, Jackson Carmen, he said, I would not recommend eating mom's spaghetti when you visit Detroit. So, appears to be the restaurant.
Isn't that what Roberto was talking about?
Yeah, well, we brought it up. We brought it up because that's the trendy...
The M&M place?
Yeah,
Coop brought it up. I don't remember.
Yeah, maybe it might have been Coop that brought it up. But yeah, we were mentioning like Mom's Spaghetti became this viral sensation, you know, from his song back in the day there. And will there be a lawsuit? Do you think the restaurant will sue the Bengals linemen? Say, wait a minute here, you did not You did not get sick at our restaurant there, but we did not. Mom's spaghetti did not induce you into vomiting. It's pretty pretty mean. See, that's any publicity is good publicity. So I think that if you are Mom's spaghetti, the restaurant there in Detroit, you would just say, listen, we knew this guy played for the Bengals, and you know, he went there, and we helped the Lions out. Didn't get the Lions a win because they're the Lions and they stink, but took care of this guy. You know, put a little extra spice in the spaghetti sauce. Put an extra meatball in there. It was something in the meatball. All right, let's go to the phones. JJ in Renton is up. Here's a blast from the past. We haven't heard from JJ in a while. Hello, JJ.
Who?
What's up, Big Ben?
JJ, who famously...
What's up, Raider Rob?
I've met Coop. JJ. He showed up back in 2019.
Eddie. Man, nah, man.
The last man.
Y'all my family, bro.
Well, thank you. What's up, bro?
Cam is coming to Seattle, and that's about to be over after that. Russell Wilson needed this competition like this.
Yeah. Can you turn the radio up? I want to hear what I sound like on the radio. Can you turn that up a little bit in the back?
Oh, hold on. Let me turn this down, man. Hold on. Let me mute this.
I understand.
Man. Cam Newton needs to come here and put a professional.
what are we having tonight, JJ?
He has to challenge Russell Wilson, man. They dated the same woman.
What about like a, you think they'll get into a fight, like a fist fight?
Why would they get in a fist fight over a woman?
Well, JJ, a lot of men have gotten into fights over women. You know that.
That's stupid, man. If you have that much money, go out and get a new woman.
Where do you buy them? Do you go to Russia? They grow on trees? How does that work?
But I don't know how. But I don't know how the women be working. They just want to work it. And while I'm popping on you, Ben.
JJ. Are you still making anchors, JJ? Are you still in the anchor business?
Yeah, man. Hey, man, I'm driving a semi-truck now.
What? Really? You changed jobs? You're no longer JJ that made the chain? Isn't that what
man,
you did? You made the chain
Eddie,
for the anchor.
Oh, bad deal. Oh, why Eddie do me like that, man?
Eddie, why'd you do him like that?
That was Roberto.
Roberto, why'd you do him like that?
Yeah. Oh, that was Eddie. Roberto. Roberto, come on, man. I didn't say blow me up yet.
Racist.
Yeah, I know. That is racist.
No, it is not. It is not racist.
I agree with JJ. You're all racist. I'm racist. We're all racist. Everyone's racist. Yes.
Hey, man.
All right. Yes, JJ?
Hey, man, but we are doing what we're supposed to do, and we're pushing the steel out.
Okay.
Not the all right, iron.
I got to go. Thank you, though. I want to have what he's having, Eddie. My man, JJ. We need
feeling
that
no pain.
On a Monday night, baby.
We need that kind of content. We need that. See, only amateurs wait till the weekend. Professionals can do it on a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday. It doesn't matter. So I go to Hank in Nashville. Hello, Hank.
Hey, guys. That was such a great game. I am just now on my way home from it. Been out celebrating with a friend. And I'm going to tell you, can't blame the coach for going for it. I would have gone for it. They've been moving the ball whenever they needed to, and Titans were not able to stop them on the big stops.
Now, Hank, help me out here. Hank, help me out, because that's what I was saying. I did a monologue about this, and I said that it was a good move by the Bills to go for it because the Buffalo defense could not stop the Titans' offense. You were in the stadium, you say, Hank. You saw the same thing I saw, so my TV was not lying to me.
I saw even more. I saw a stadium full of Titans fans worried about the Bills going for it. They were wanting to go for the Titans fans wanted them to go for the field goal. We were feeling more comfortable with the winning off the toss of a coin than we were with them where they were in the field. Now the one thing you didn't see on TV, I was going to give a huge shout out to the Buffalo Bills fans. because I came down on Thursday night for a Preds game, and I saw a lot of Buffalo Bills fans in town already having a good time. I went out to a concert last night. Again, Buffalo Bills fans everywhere having a good time. I got to the Titans Stadium tonight, and I thought that in our section and the sections around us that we must have been in Buffalo. There were so many Buffalo Bills fans there, and they were all great. They were cheering. They were having fun. Nobody was getting rowdy. We were all having a good time. And then with little more than 3 minutes to go, when the Titans scored that last touchdown, they got up and started to leave. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
More than 3 minutes to go, and the stands where we were sitting, the section was half empty because they were leaving. Their team hadn't even gotten the ball yet. And they're going toward the gate.
Well,
and I was shocked.
Listen, Hank, you're part of the Chamber of Commerce. You know, your city has a lot of great watering holes in Nashville. They were likely going out to enjoy themselves and have a nice cocktail. All right, I thank you, Hank. I got to go, Hank. But thank you. There you go. Look at that. Guy driving home from the Titans game, having a grand old time. I was like, Bills South there at that game. All right, it's Ben Maller, Show on Fox. We're going to have the NBA Pick'em, the return of the NBA Pick'em, time permitting. Here is the... Eddie, act well, Eddie. Be on good behavior. All right. Anyway, here's the Who Am I game. So Cooper Kupp of the Rams joins me as the only player with 45 or more receptions, 650 or more receiving yards, and 7 or more receiving touchdowns in my team's first 6 games of a season in NFL history. Who am I? The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Nothing good happens after midnight unless you listen to the Ben Maller Show. Join the fastest growing club on Fox Sports Radio. You can follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. On Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. And you can add your touch to weekly show bits like Ask Ben and Lame Jokes. And now live in the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And here's the Who Am I game. Cooper Kupp of the Rams joined me as the only players with 45 or more receptions, 650-plus receiving yards, and 7 or more receiving touchdowns in our team's first 6 games of a season in NFL history. Who am I? That is the question. What is the answer? Milkman Mike's going with Kerry Mahoney. From the Police Academy movies. Who else do we have? Jose Albuve. His buzzer going off at the wrong time. Guessed by Marcelo. Spike Dudley from Rob in Vegas. Who else do we have? Page down. Tony Romo from Jimmy from Maine. Far Out Dave says it's Halle Berry's baby daddy, David Justice. Go Bravos. Jacoby and Myers. Guessed by Lou. In SoCal, the great law firm and Patriot wide receiver. Calvin Megatron Johnson, tossed out by Sawman. Let's see here. Frank Lucas, the gangster from Militia Twitter King. Page down. Ronald Curry from 00 Mexican. Page down. We've got Darth Vader from the Finn Fan. Andre Blue Moon Horizon from Jason in Denver. Gary Condit from David in Seattle, who knows where all the good restaurants are. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie?
You know, sometimes I don't hear the question, and I try and figure out my guess based on the responses. I have no idea what sport or what position you're looking for there.
Well, considering Cooper Kupp's an NFL player, I would think, and I said NFL history, I think that's kind of obvious if you listen, but you clearly didn't. The answer is Marvin Harrison. Marvin Harrison is the correct answer.
I was going to say Marvin Harrison. Colts.
All right, let's get to it. Time now for the NBA Pick'em. I have no order, so I will go first. Eddie, you will go second.
No, Roberto will go third. I didn't think you were going to do it. We have 20 seconds.
I'm going to take Giannis Antetokounmpo. Eddie,
I'm not playing.
Go ahead, Eddie.
T.R. Dunn.
Roberto.
LeBron James.
Coop.
Anthony Davis.
All right, one more, Coop. Hurry up. Chop.
I don't know.
Bill
Kevin Hanslet. Durant.
Roberto.
Russell Westbrook.
Eddie.
Dan Issel.
James Harden. Chris Middleton. I think I'm going to win.
Drew Holiday.